Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You just heard this, but you know what? I got to play it for effect again because it was just that damn good.
Those look like legitimate calls. We got to be better there. But some of the other stuff, man, is a joke. We got to get better as a National Football League. Man, these penalties are costing people games and jobs. We got to get them correct. And so I'm pissed about it, to be quite honest with you. But that's all I'm going to say on it.
That was Sunday after the game. And then Tuesday after a good think about it, Mike Tomlin said this.
I said what I said after the game. I meant it. But I have no further comment. I'm choosing to move on and focus on this week's challenge.
Yeah, the league moved on with $25,000 in his wallet.
My eyes were big. They're bigger now.
Yeah, he had the big eyes, and then he got hit with $25,000. You know, here's where I am with this. I don't know if it's right or if it's wrong, but I will say this. The NFL throws at us hard knocks. The NFL wants this to be a show. The NFL wants eyes on its product. And then a man comes out and says how he feels. Is he critical of the NFL? Yeah, absolutely. Is he critical of other people who work in the NFL? He sure is with the officials. But if you want unfiltered, you want unadulterated, you want truth, and I think that's what you want all the time, it is a bit hypocritical that pissed I don't think is a swear word. So he didn't all that much swear, and he didn't go on about it. He made a statement and he moved on. Then he circled back on Tuesday and said, I'm done with it. I made my statement and I'm finished. To hit him for $25,000, hypocritical might be the wrong word, but too strong is not the wrong word. It was too strong by the NFL to hit Mike Tomlin for $25,000. Had it been any coach, this isn't homerism, had it been any coach who said the exact same thing, I would say the exact same thing. I thought it was just too much for the
NFL. Seems $25,000 does seem a bit much, although Tomlin's had worse. He got hit with, what, $100,000 for wandering out into the field during a kick return the one time.
That could have jeopardized the product
the actual
on the
game.
Field,
yeah. This is a thing. I honestly think, Colin, if he apologizes in any way on Tuesday, they probably let him off the hook. But the fact that he doubled down and said, hey, this stuff is nonsense and we need to clean it up, which is true. Mm-hmm. That's the cherry on top of this Sunday for him. What he said is not necessarily false.
But, Jim, didn't we hear from guys from the NFL Network, reporters who are generally tuned into the league, who said, you know what, because it was the heat of the moment, because it happened just after the game, a lot of times, I think they'll let that slide, even as they were critical and harsh words, but you can understand a coach who just walked off a football field in a game in which there's high passion and in a game in which his team needed to win, and they did. But
what's the finable part of what he said?
Correct.
There are two things that may be finable in there. Number one, it's a joke.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then the second one is, it's costing people games and costing teams games and people jobs. And he's probably thinking about that guy that pulled up. Well, I can't remember the defensive player's name.
Miami.
There was a guy that pulled up to avoid, you know, roughing the quarterback and altered his approach and ended up ending his season with a knee injury. And that could ultimately affect his career. So that, you know, and costing teams wins, the Green Bay situation is fairly well documented with Clay Matthews a couple times.
Right.
So it's just, he's not wrong, but, you know, the league, you want to tell him to lighten up, but it was so high profile and got so much run around the league. And you know why it did? Because he was right.
And the other thing,
well,
you're right about that.
And he's on the competition committee too. So a lot of people have looked at it and said, hey, this is one of the guys that makes the rules who is unhappy about the way they're being implemented and executed on Sunday.
Well, isn't this one of these age-old pornography sort of situations, Jim,
where there's no, when you see it,
yeah there's no hard and fast line? Because that's what I was thinking this morning, guys, to push the discussion forward at 412-928-9370. How do we establish a line? Because I don't want to just sit here and cry about Mike Tomlin's fine for 10 minutes or so. What I want to do is try to establish a line. But how do you do that? Do you say, well, here are the words you can't say, here's a guideline, here's a handbook, here's a list of 50, 100, 500 words you can't say? Isn't the only guide, well, when I see it, I'll know if it's out of line. And let's use that litmus test, okay? did anybody think that was out of line other than the people who levied the fine? I mean, if you just go around,
the people that sit there and watch post-game press conferences and look for someone to say something that could be the slightest bit inflammatory.
I don't think that the NFL consuming public would have said, you know, that was out of line. Again, this is one of those, when I see it, I'll know it. And I don't know who knew it.
Now, you guys can help me with this because I was at the game and didn't have the sound.
Mm-hmm.
Dean Blandino is Fox's guy, right?
Uh-huh.
What did he – did they go to him after the penalty against Watt? What did he say?
No good.
Okay. So, in other words, he said that was a bad call.
There was – people corroborated the fact that Mike Tomlin was right in all.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
as it happened in real time, the game announcer, it was Darryl Johnston, it was Zach Cruz.
Yeah.
He said, this is getting out of hand. I don't know what he's supposed to do. And he didn't even – and that was Darryl Johnston's initial reaction when they went to him.
Didn't we go through the same thing with the – remember the James Harrison's hitting Drew Brees in the helmet and all that stuff that people talked about? There was a learning process from both sides when it came to those calls. And they finally – you know, they finally straightened itself out. But I don't know if it's straightening itself out here.
There's a level of common sense that needs to be applied.
Common sense is always...
And we're so far around the bend past common sense in an effort to make things black and white and not have any gray area because they don't trust the officials to make judgment calls is what it looks like. We're so far past common sense. We're like, well, if you touch a guy's leg, it's a 15-yard penalty.
That's where we are, guys. We're fining men for words, but the hub of the wheel still is... they don't know what's a penalty and what's not. It isn't about Mike Tomlin's words. It's about a rule that's terrible right now.
And a guy who helps write the rules.
Uh-huh.
That's the ironic part of the whole thing is he helps write the rules in the offseason.
But he may not have made the final decision.
Maybe not.
Agreed with the way it was written. It's like the Steelers with the CBA. The players voted against it.
Mike Tomlin could have been in a room in Fort Myers or wherever they go to that down in Florida.
I believe wherever it is, it's called a Ritz.
It's not... he could have been in there and vehemently disagreeing with all of this.
Yeah.
Much like the Steelers, like you said, didn't vote for the CBA.
Right.
It's a very good point. Just because he's a party to it doesn't mean that he's agreeable.
And that could be feeding into part of how he feels about all of this, too. If he wasn't necessarily 110% on board with the way things were written by the competition committee, he's definitely going to speak out on it in public when it affects his team.
How do we get all this fixed? 412-928-9370. Do you agree, disagree with the fine? We get into that. So, TJ Watt, here's the deal. Mike Tomlin was hit with a $25,000 fine.
Really? Yeah. Awesome. I don't know. He's doing his job, and it's not my job to complain about the refs because my opinion means absolutely nothing. So I'm just going to go out and play football and control what I can control.
All right, 412-928-9370 is that number. How are we going to get this fixed? You know, Mike Tomlin now is made to absorb a $25,000 fine because he stood up and said what he said what he felt. And
said what a lot of fans have said.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know how this gets rectified. The calls were... incredibly egregious, especially Watts. And Watt was in the epicenter of all of that because of his hit on Matt Ryan. And it wasn't really a hit. His blow by his touch. He tapped his foot as he was falling down. The one thing, here's where it's really going to come to a head. If it keeps a game-winning drive alive in a Steeler game. At least we talk about everything locally. And that's probably how we should look at it, not necessarily globally. But if you look at this in, let's say, the Steelers-Bengals game, that's a hard-hitting, knock you down, hit you in the mouth kind of game, which we'll talk about at length today and tomorrow in anticipation of it. And it's the Steelers are down by four and they're driving, or the Steelers are up by four and they're driving. And it's a one possession game. Mm-hmm. And one of the quarterbacks on either side it's third and 12 and they go and they throw a pass and somebody comes by and just taps their foot like that. And it keeps a drive alive with 1:05 left. And they potentially go down and score a touchdown. People are going to be mad as hell.
Well, and that could have happened on Sunday because I want to say either the Bostic flag or the Watt flag, one of them was on a third down play that kept a Falcons drive alive, and it didn't end up mattering because the Falcons offense couldn't get out of its own way until late in the game when it didn't matter. But it could certainly happen. And with, I would assume, the Zebras having a very keen eye to how physical things get on Sunday afternoon in Cincinnati, I would suspect that they'll be even quicker with the flags if quarterbacks are being touched in any way in this Steelers-Bengals game. And it could very well affect one of the two sides. If it does negatively for the Steelers, everybody is going to be saying at the bare minimum, they'll be echoing what Mike Tomlin said. Well, it'll probably be turned up about 1,000 degrees.
It'll be turned up, too, because people will say, well, the referees are out to get them because they're looking for their brethren. They're trying to have their brothers back after what happened, and Mike Tomlin went after. And that'll open up a whole nother can of worms, that's
right.
for sure. Joey's on the north side. Joe's on the fan. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, fellas. With Tomlin saying what he said, he was talking about the entire league. It's not like he lost and had like sour grapes, right? You know, I mean, he was just talking about he thinks it's frustrating the role itself, the way it's being viewed by the officials. The only I believe in protecting the quarterback.
Yeah, Joe, he was talking about it in a game he won 41-17, right?
Exactly. Right. He's just looking at it on a whole for the whole league. It's out of control. That should be the – I mean – if you don't want to change the rule, and I don't think you should really change it, but that should be the only penalty that should be reviewable. You should be allowed to review those. And therefore, you have a lot of people sitting back, officials saying, oh, that's a bad call, that's a bad call. Those officials on the field are trying to make bang-bang decisions or being influenced or what have you. Take it out of his hands. If it gets reviewed and it still is held up, then the coach shouldn't be allowed to say anything because it went through another review. You should be allowed to review those. Just like a sideline catch. It's bang, bang. This guy don't know what's going on. And if there's an offensive lineman who has contact in any capacity with a guy who hits the quarterback, that should be waved off because this guy's pushing him into the quarterback.
It's a good point by Joe, but it's the rule that's written that's the problem, not the application of it a lot of times for me. It's a silly rule.
It's when it's interpreted so starkly in such strong contrast, black and white, right and wrong, because these rules, these roughing the passer rules, should not be. There should be some gray area allowed. And I agree with Joe. You should be able, I know nobody wants more breaks in the action. We talk about that all the time. But you should be, much like the college game when they review a targeting foul, it's 15 yards. And in some cases, keeping drives alive and flipping field position. These are big penalties that change football games. You should be able to look at it and say, okay, well, yeah, obviously he wasn't trying to hurt the quarterback.
I'm just ready to go back to football where you can just annihilate people. Really, I'm there. I'm ready to just say, you signed up to play, you're going to get your ass kicked, and anything inside the whistles is good.
I'm sure if the NFL could get legal indemnification from every single player in their contract to say, hey, whatever happens to you after you retire, it's not our responsibility, they would do that. But again,
what do you mean? How would you have to get legal indemnification?
That whatever happens to you post career is not the league's responsibility. That's why they've gone around the bend. Otherwise, guys are going to file lawsuits.
The league buckled by paying out those lawsuits. They could have continued to fight it.
They could have.
It was more PR than it was any monetary thing.
Could they have afforded to continue to fight every single lawsuit as things mount up? Maybe, yeah.
Who won any of the lawsuits?
I don't know the one loss record and what were
the
just
settled
out of court.
Them. Right.
Court,
they didn't have to. They should have said, what they should have told them was, screw off. You signed up to play football. And that's what they should tell moving forward. Screw off. You're signing up to play football. And if you don't like it, go play tennis. I mean, that's where I am with this. I don't understand it. If it's the year 2018 and you don't know you can get hurt playing football, like, maybe cricket is your thing. I don't get that. This is the part I don't get. This overprotection of something that can't fully be protected. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
And maybe that's where the NFL went wrong and where they need to try and reel it back in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.